Mother isn't sure if it's emotional withdrawal or he had another stroke. What worries her is the possibility that he doesn't want to live anymore. Who would he fight with? I did not mean to belittle, though it came out sounding that way. Sara showed me an instant of pique, but did not reveal her thoughts. Mother can be a handful. Probably what got them together in the first place. I made no mention of the fact that I feared Goda would not be with us much longer. The troll had to be around 80. I'll go talk to him. He's asleep. It can wait. In the morning, then. Are we still in touch with Mergen? The light was good enough to reveal Sara's anger. Perhaps she was right. I had not had my feet on the ground 2 minutes and already I wanted to use her husband. But she managed the emotion. We had worked together for a long time now. Early on with her usual being the stronger one, only occasionally with me taking the lead role. We always managed without sharp words. We always managed because we knew we had somewhere to go and we had to collaborate to get there. These days I took charge most of the time, but she could do so when it was appropriate. Only she was just about where she wanted to get to now, was she not? She had Mergen out of the ground. She would not need to go on with her role once he was up and around. Unless he was not the man she wanted him to be, in which case she would have to contrive a new Sara all over again. I'm sure that had her on edge more than ever. Neither she nor Mergen were the people they had been. None of us were. There were going to be some difficulties adjusting, possibly some major difficulties. I anticipated big problems with Lady and the captain. Sara said, I've done my best to keep the mist projector working, but I haven't been able to make contact since we left that fortress. He doesn't seem to be willing to leave his body anymore, and I can't get that to wake up more than it already is. So she was also afraid that the rescue might have been a mistake, that we might have hurt Mergen instead of saving him. Upbeat, hopefully, she said, maybe Tobo can help. I wondered what had become of the tough, focused, dedicated Sara who had been mean Subradil. I tried to reassure this Sara. Mergen will be fine. Shvetya had given me the knowledge we needed to reanimate the captured. But we have to get him off the plane before we can wake him all the way up. Same for the others. Riverwalker returned from his tour. The demon food is going fast here, Sleepy. There's enough to get us off the plane and have a couple meals more. But then we're on our own. We either eat the dog and the horses, or we scrounge up something locally, fast. Ah, well, we knew that going in. We're better off than we expected to be. Did anybody think to steal anything valuable while we were there? That comment got me blank looks. Then I realized that it was possible no one else had noticed the treasures I had discovered while chasing Tobo into the deeps of the earth. The boy would have said something if he had seen anything. He could not shut up. Swan told me, it'll be harvest time when we get there. What? He shrugged. I just know. So he might. Everybody listen up. Get all the rest